play music? Is that why you're angry?
Okay.
All right, let's bring in the music.
This song is called How to Build a Life with a Lemonade Stand. How to Build a Life with a Lemonade Stand. Or sometimes we just call it lemonade. All right. A rainy breeze all coming on down on the multi street. Oh, I'm feeling a little tired. Will I fight for a dirty old man with a wooden pipe? And I am feeling a little inspired. Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Woo! Yeah. Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. The cool palm trees with the roots digging deep through the Baltic Sea. Oh, turning car wheels on the ground. And an old window. Come through that where that red fern grows, where my child is found. Oh, I'm doing all right.
Doing all right.
Doing all right.
How y'all doing?
Doing all right.
I'm doing all right.
I'm doing all right on Facebook Live. I'm doing all right.
Doing all right.
Ooh, I'm doing all right.
I'm doing all right.
I'm doing all right. Ooh, I'm doing all right. Shaker solo. Come on. Hey. Woo. Come on. Hey. Hey. Woo. Come on. Hey. How to build a life with a lemonade stand. And all you need is a little time. It's like throwing rocks at a missionary pizza. I'm an old soapbox. And why don't you all just get in line, but 6 feet apart? I'm doing all right.
Doing all right.
I'm doing all right.
I'm doing all right.
Hey, I'm doing all right.
Doing all right.
I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right.
Doing all right.
I'm doing all right. Doing all right. I'm doing all right. You doing all right?
I'm doing all right.
The cool. Oh, shoot. Hold on.
You got it, Justin. I believe in you. Shake it out.
Shake it off.
You're doing all right.
And the world's at peace, cause Big Brother's watching on the big TV. Still, we're not seeing fear anymore. All you find is an old record and a lemon rhino. See, I haven't done this song in a while, and it's like it's like I needed a little bit of a you know, a moment to myself to just kind of pick up the pieces.
Just you have no moments to yourself anymore.
I have so many moments to myself.
Because
we're like only seeing each other all the time and nobody else.
Right.
Yeah, I get it. I hear. Ladies and gentlemen, isn't her dress beautiful? Give me some hearts. Give me some hearts if her dress is beautiful. Look at that. Come on. That thing was made for her. Unique to Lauren Jersey Fresh Lemonade.
It's my new middle name.
It's her new middle name. An old man goes to the edge of the ocean where the cold wind blows. Ooh, and he looks up at the sky. And he says a prayer. All those people gone away from here. My, his time gone by. I'm doing all right. On a big TV, still we're not see fear anymore. Oh, 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 and all you find is an old broken record and a lemon rind. Oh, lying on the floor. Alright, usually what I did when we covered this song, when we played this song, is we covered an old song by a band called Metro Station. It's a band called Metro Station, and one of the people in that band was Miley Cyrus's brother.
Oh.
It's the only Miley Cyrus family song I know.
Not Billy Ray Cyrus?
I don't know Billy Ray. I know the All right, hold on. Okay, it's coming to me. And if she moves like this, will you move it like? And if she touches like this, will you touch her like? She shakes like this, will you shake it like that? And if she moves like this, will you move it like? And if she touches like this, will you touch her like? Shakes like this, will you shake it like that? Ready? Oh, oh. Shake, 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 shake it. Shake, 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 shake it. Shake, shake. shake it. I'm doing all right.
Está bien.
Thank you very much. This song is called How to Build a Life with the Lemonade Stand. It's on Spotify. It's on Apple Music. And real quick, we have some announcements. We have announcements.
It's like morning announcements, like you're back at
school. Absolutely. I feel like I want to grab the mic, but I don't.
Don't grab the mic.
So, ladies and gentlemen, the first announcement, Tanya. Tanya messaged me on Facebook. Hello, Tanya.
Hello, Tanya.
Tanya from Loudoun Literacy Council is sending us a children's book to read on the show as part of their Read Across... as soon as I looked
read
at you...
Read Across Loudoun. Initiative. I don't know why initiative's not in quotes.
The Read Across Loudoun Initiative. Tanya is sending us Pete the Cat, I Love My Red Shoes.
I love my red shoes, too, and I'm going to wear my red shoes when we read... What's the cat's name?
Pete the Cat, I Love My Red Shoes by Eric Litwin and James Dean.
He's back from the dead.
And also, the reason why she apparently thought of us, Lauren, is because there's a song.
Oh, wow.
And we actually have to perform the song along with reading the book.
I hope that we are up to standards.
Yes. So, apparently it's already in route to us via Amazon.
Very excited.
So if it gets here before Sunday, what day is today?
Today is Thursday the 26th.
If it gets here before Sunday the 29th, then we'll sing it on the show. Do you even know this? We also might be incorporating a cooking segment into our next show. Lauren and I actually have matching red embroidered aprons.
Thanks, Corinne.
They say our name on them.
Yep.
Mine says Justin and hers says Lauren.
Mine says Alfred.
And we might be doing a bit of a... I mean, I'm not sure if we're going to be cooking in our living room.
It'll be entertaining.
But we might have already finished something and we'll display it. And we might have a taste test.
We might try to sing with a full mouth.
Yes.
Who knows?
Now,
Justin,
let's see.
What do we have on the show? We have something coming up in the show in a little bit.
We have a special guest.
We do.
We have a special guest. You're going to want to share this. Share this because a...
Oh, wait. Justin, your mom just let us know that Ed Asner is on Blue Bloods.
Mom is currently watching Blue Bloods from apparently an episode. They're not watching it in time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can tell you that. They're watching last
Saturday's
episode.
I love that
episode.
She's texting us during our last show.
True.
Like,
thank
we don't
you,
have
Mom.
Anything else going on.
I appreciate it. Now, listen. We have someone coming on. We're going to be calling him on the show. Someone I was supposed to open for coming soon. And he is coming on the show. We're going to be calling him. He was on the Mickey Mouse Club. The Mickey Mouse Club did a revival back in 1989.
You know that Mickey Mouse Club were like... Oh, it was like the hot spot.
It's like Britney Spears, Justin Timberlake, Carrie Russell,
don't give the whole cast
Ryan
away.
Gosling.
Yeah.
So someone from the Mickey Mouse Club is going to be speaking with us. We actually tested this out earlier, and you're going
We're
to be
excited.
Able to... Listen, how many people do we have
65.
On right now? We have 65 people. That means more people need to be sharing.
Share.
So we can somehow... We need to get as close to 100 as possible, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's do it.
We're going to do a cover song right now. We're going to do a song called Valerie.
Ooh.
By who? Who?
Amy Winehouse.
By Amy Winehouse.
I think someone else wrote it.
Someone did, and I have no idea.
No idea. If you know it, put it in the comments.
I used to know that. Yeah. All right, so share as we all sing around the globe, or it's all 62 of
us. Yeah, let us know where you're coming in from. We want to see how far it reaches.
Well, sometimes I go out by myself.
No, you don't.
And I look across the water. And I think of all the things you're doing in my head. Oh, and I paint a picture. Since you come on home, well, my body's been a mess. I miss your ginger hair and the way you like to dress. Why don't you come on over? Stop making a fool out of me.
Never.
Good. That's the
there you
there
go.
We go.
Awesome.
Why don't you come on over, Valerie? Woo! Valerie. That feels good. Valerie. Oh yeah. Valerie. Woo! Did you have to go to jail? Your house up for sale? Did you get a good lawyer? I hope you didn't count your 10. Hope you found the right man who'll fix it for you. Hey, come on. I ain't shopping anywhere. Change the color of your hair. Are you busy?
Did you ever pay that fine?
I didn't. You were dodging all the time.
I got a fine from it.
Are you still dizzy?
A little bit.
Since you come on home, my body's been a mess. I miss your change your hair and the way you like your dress. Look good.
Thanks.
Why you come on over? Stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on over, Valerie? Woo! Come on, Lauren. Good. Valerie. Gentlemen, if you know Lauren, you know the fact that she can rap. And if you know me, you know the fact that I give Lauren no opportunity for practice. So right now, Lauren is going to rap with no practice whatsoever. What? Across the water, and I think of all the things you're doing in my head. Oh, when I paint and etch a sketch,
picture.
I thought you were gonna do an etch a sketch.
Oh.
Oh, since you come on home, while my body's been a mess, I miss your ginger hair and the way you like
your dress.
Why don't you come on over? Start making a fool out of me. That's all you. Ready?
Why don't you come on over, Valerie?
Hey! Keep going, Lauren. You got it.
Valerie.
Yeah, come on. Jazz hands.
Woo! Valerie.
One more time.
Valerie.
Do you know that doo-doo part?
Yeah.
Hey!
About the lyrics of that song, because no one should be asking anyone to come over, whether her name is Valerie or anybody else, unless you already live with them.
No, that's true. Oh, absolutely.
PSA for that song.
What time is it, Lauren?
Zootons. That's who actually sang that song.
Oh, the Zootons.
Nicely done. Nicely done, Aaron Smith. We got Vicky and Sarah, Maureen and Michelle, Kim and Carol and Donna and Daniel.
One quick thing, because we haven't said it yet. If you've listened before to any of our live shows in the past, in the last 2 weeks or so, this is our fifth show. But we are doing this because of the fact that we've got nowhere else to do it. We all know what's going on. No one doesn't know, except for maybe the cast of Big Brother. But with that said, we are going through a global crisis of the coronavirus, and all of my shows have been canceled. I'm a 100% musician. I'm a full-time musician. 100% of my income comes from music. So if you feel like tipping, please, you may go to right here.
Or,
right
or
here,
the pinned comment.
Oh, it's pinned.
It is pinned.
It's pinned. It says paypal.me/ Justin Trailick or Venmo at Justin Trailick. And, Lauren, also, if you mind, write in youtube.com/ Justin Trailick as well real quick. I think that might be it. If I'm wrong, people will figure it out.
It wouldn't be the first time.
But we also would love, while this is happening, I'm trying to build up everything. So, if you would subscribe to the YouTube channel as well, that would be awesome. Now, Lauren, what time is it?
We are at 8:19.
Oh, all right. Let's do another song.
We're
going
to do one song, and then we have our special guest.
Absolutely. We're going to do one song, and then we're going to have a special guest.
Oh, my mom's on. Hi, Mom.
Ooh, Lauren's, your mother's
on? My mom, she said, hey, you two.
We tried to use your mom today for
a
test.
She was busy. Well, yeah, it's okay.
All right. What are we going to do, Lauren?
Oh, and they did actually tell the Big Brother cast, so everybody knows now. Oh, we're doing the song. Okay.
Why not?
All right.
This song is called Mexico. Wait, what is there another song that you
no.
want to do?
No, I'm a big fan of Mexico.
By the way, if you have any requests, please feel free to send us any requests. It's got to be a song that we know.
Yes.
If it's not a song that we know,
we'll try our best next time.
Next time. Like, for example, this time we're going to be doing a Bob Dylan song maybe after the interview as a special request from viewer Andrew Stevens. Andrew Stevens, a longtime viewer, first-time requester, has requested a Bob Dylan song that we'll be covering shortly. What do you do when you say you're in love, but the person that you're with would like none of the above, and you spend your time wondering what the hell is wrong with you, and you spend your life trying to be a person that you never knew, and time stands still, and the world gets small, and for a moment you begin to think that you could never stand again at all, and your heart sinks slow, and your breath gets thin, and you wonder, how could I have ever let this happen again? Oh, yeah. Ooh, don't forget to share. Man, we've been getting close to 100.
We're getting close
to 100.
Close.
It was like 75, 80. Yeah, we got to get to 100, guys. We got to get to it. And a man can spend his entire life all living all alone, happy with everything he has and happy with everything he owns, until he meets that special someone on a dark and stormy night, and it changes everything he knew, and it changes his entire life. And he tries to be a better man, and he tries to be a gentleman, and he starts to care about things he had never cared before, and then everything hits the fan, and she leaves for another man with a big tattoo and a darker tan, and all he thought was good turns upside down. What if all the ground dropped from my feet? Oh yeah. What if all the light decided to leave? Oh, 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 oh. What if everything turned for the worse? Oh, would you still be here? Or would I still be hurt? So another day goes by and you give it the old college try, but it's hard to forget about someone when they've been there all the entire time. And you wonder what you're doing and you wonder what'll happen next. And you begin to think you're that monkey in that big old stupid test, where everyone's got an answer, and you're the only one out of the loop, and everyone just stands there laughing, and you just don't know what to do, cause all you know is you still miss her, and all you know is you still care. Oh, somewhere, what if all the ground drops from our feet? What were you doing over there?
Nothing.
I decided to leave. Oh, 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 oh. What if everything turned for the worst? Come on. Oh, would you still be here?
Nope.
Or would I still be hurt?
You ready?
What if all the ground dropped from our feet?
Are you looking at my mouth?
Always.
What if all the light decided to leave?
Yeah, I prefer looking at your mouth versus your eyes.
It's very comfortable, kind of.
Yeah.
And what if everything turned for the worst? Oh, would you still be here?
or would I still be hurt? Nice. Fist Ooh, bump.
Yeah, I think it's time.
It's time to call our special guest, our guest caller, who I'm going to have some tea.
Yes.
While she is getting her phone, once again, if you're just tuning in, if you're just beginning to watch us, my name is Justin Trawick. This is Lauren Lemonion. You can tip us, paypal.me/Justin Trawick or Venmo at Justin Trawick. All proceeds go to our grocery bill. We are without an income currently, but with all this stuff happening, so if you, you know, whatever you tip us is very appreciated, and we are currently calling. Is it on speaker?
It is.
Ooh, I don't...
Hold on.
Aha!
Hello.
Is this Tony Luca?
This might be him, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Tony Luca. Tony Luca is a nationally, maybe, are you an internationally touring a songwriter, Tony?
Well, I mean, man, across time, but not per usual. I think the most recent I got away was about 4 years ago. I went over to the UK for a handful of shows, and prior to that, just did some traveling over there, but no real legitimate touring to speak of.
Well, Tony, we really appreciate you coming on our show today. We have, as you know, we have turned our little you know, club gig world into a you know, a virtual world. I know that you've been doing it too. But this your career has gone. I mean, this is like where we are right now, Tony, in terms of like broadcasting on the internet. Would you ever have imagined when you were a kid broadcasting on the internet? I mean, what were you doing? What were you doing as a small kid in terms of? Would this ever have dawned on you to do something like this?
No way, man. You know, like, I was so oblivious to the realm of, you know, science and technology when I was younger. You know, I remember back in eighth grade, I had this computers class, you know, that you had to take back in, like, the late 80s, early 90s, I guess, you know, it was computers and like the programming and the whole gist of it, the grasp of the understanding of what computers was all about was like, you know, just something that nerds were into, I guess, you know? Like, there's no way I'm ever going to have a computer. I'm never going to have to need to know how to program or do any of this stuff. You know, like, I remember we would play, like, these silly games where you just move the cursor left or right, and it was like some cheap-ass Pac-Man wannabe thing, and it was awful, and I just was like, there's no way, I couldn't imagine in my mind where this could go, like, what the potential of it was. But fast forward, you know, several years, and then, you know, like, once I kind of started to see some of my friends with laptops and AOL and WebCrawler and having PCs in their house and, like, really kind of opening up my mind to what's going on here. And then, of course, realizing that a lot of the fans that grew up watching me as a kid were some of those nerds, man. And I was like, I need to become a nerd.
Now, Tony.
And, you know, so, like, someone gave me a heads up, like, listen, man, it was 1997, they're like, you need to get TonyLuca.com, trust me. I'm like, well, okay, what does that cost? What do I got to do? Where do I go? Show me how to do it. Sure enough, in February of 1998, I got TonyLuca.com. So, and that's, like, you know, I was one of their first early nerds, you know, that was way before Google and Facebook and MySpace. I've been online a long ass time now, and, yet I still feel like I'm always trying to play catch up with the latest thing. It's nuts.
Now, Tony, I have written in my notes that you got started in your singing career, what, at three?
At age three.
No, at age three, what does a singing career look like at age three, Tony?
What was in your repertoire?
I love that there's like some old bio or some Wikipedia thing out there. It's like someone quoted me when asked me once, like, how long have you been singing? I'm like, man, as long as I can remember. I remember being like three and sitting in with the family, and you know, I had relatives that played in bars and restaurants and in the Metro Detroit area as a kid, and I was never afraid to jump up and sit in and kind of cut my teeth learning how to cut through the noise of a bar and a restaurant and you know, getting my lumps when no one's watching and listening to you and learning how to do it, how to just jump up at a moment's notice and sing and play. But career wise, you know, I didn't start getting paid until I was about 11 or 12.
Oh,
you know,
at 11 and 12,
I'm able to charge for this stuff, man.
I have written again in my notes that we found online before we did this show. I have written in my notes that you didn't exactly start in the Mickey Mouse Club. You were actually child modeling first before you did that. Is that correct?
Yeah, man. You did some research here. I appreciate that.
We got time.
What were you modeling? Like, what kind of, I guess, was it clothes? Was it toys?
Were you a hand model?
Were you a hand model?
I was not a hand model. No. It really started off pretty innocently with zero intentions or aspirations to get into anything like that. But there was a local, talent search kind of thing at the local mall for a back-to-school fall, you know, modeling fashion show. And so, like, anybody could go audition for this thing, and they were going to pick, like, you know, 20 or 30 local area people that wanted to just see what it's like to get up on a catalog and model some of the new fall back-to-school, you know, apparel and stuff. And so I was like, all right, I'm going to do it. And I got up there, and like I said, never hesitated to jump up in front of an audience. And I kind of walked a little pep in my step and did a little, you know, like heel-toe turn at the end of the catwalk. Might have winked and pointed at the judges and, like, you know, handed up a bit. And sure enough, I got it. And so it was innocent and fun. And it was like 1984, I think. And yes. Then from there, you know, I got a couple more gigs doing that. It was like a bridal, you know, a bridal show. I would come out in a little tux and be the ring bear guy, and, you know, just doing runway stuff. And there was probably 3 or 4 shows and a couple of paychecks to go with that, you know. But it was, you know, I was coming up on adolescence and not totally prepared for the atmosphere backstage at a modeling show, you know, where, right. Like, you know, that was just probably my first introduction to the LGBTQ community, you know, and back then as a sheltered kid from the suburbs of Detroit in that environment, you know, just like, what's going on? Why are they all naked in front of each other? And I'm not comfortable. And so, you know, he's like, I think I want to go back to playing baseball and basketball and football. And so I kind of just, like, shied away from it for a while and you know, only to come full blast back into it, you know, just a handful of years later when Disney came around and I got the audition for the Mickey Mouse Club and realized, like, oh, man, okay, yeah, this is that familiar, awesome, freedom, creative atmosphere that I was just too young to appreciate a handful of years ago.
Now, Tony, you said that you auditioned for the Mickey Mouse Club, but I read that you thought you were auditioning for something else.
That is also true. Yeah, it was kind of a weird setup. I was given a heads up that it was kind of like an appointment, you know, from this company that had hired me to do some of this modeling stuff. But I was never, like, they were never really my agent. We didn't really kind of have a thing. They would submit me this stuff, and we would go there, and they'd have an old headshot, or my name would be misspelled, or whatever. It's just kind of like always hit and miss, you know. And in this one, they had said, "Yeah, well, you know, they're auditioning for the thing. We got your appointment," and so I went to go. They said, "You can go audition for newsies," and that'd be cool. So I went down there, and I wasn't on the roll for them, and so they said, "You must be." No, you must be here for the Mickey Mouse Club. I was like, no, I'm not here for the Mickey Mouse Club. So, and they said, you might want to go check. So I was like, no, I'm not going to go check. I'm good, you know. I was kind of embarrassed and felt, you know, like this is dumb. We shouldn't have come down to this audition. So my mom and my sister. And my mom was like, well, let's just at least go show them the courtesy that we made it down here. Let them know there was a miscommunication and that, you know, that's all. But just maybe they're expecting you to at least have the courtesy to just show up and say, hey. So we did. We went down to this other, you know, ballroom where they were doing the Ambitious Mickey Mouse Club, and sure enough, my name was on that list. And I was like, I don't care. I'm not auditioning for Mickey Mouse Club. I didn't know what it was. I had no idea what the show was about, other than my notions of what it was in the 50s, you know, the Met for the Cello and Company. And I had no interest in anything like that, you know, tap dancing with mouse ears and my name on my shirt. I was like, hell no. But then, you know, little did I know that they had completely rebooted and retooled the show for a 90s thing, you know, like an SNL for kids. And
yeah, Tony, I almost feel, I was watching clips of it on YouTube last night, and I almost feel like it was some sort of mix between, like, Glee and, like, Saved by the Bell and, like, a sketch comedy show, like, you know, Second City or SNL. Do you know what I mean?
No, yeah, it was definitely that. You know, we were pulling from the same audience, really. You know, the other show that was, like, not our competition, but we were lumped in with because of the way Disney did their afternoon programming, but at 5 o'clock was Kids Incorporated.
Mm-hmm.
And that show had a ton of kids that came off of it, like Fergie and...
Fergie from the Black Eyed Peas?
Fergie from the Black Eyed Peas was on a show called Kids Incorporated. Jennifer Love Hewitt was on the show, and Eric Balfour, and there were, you know, Martika. There were artists that came from that show, and they almost equaled the caliber of success that some of the other Musketeers had. And they were on a 5, and then we were on a 5:30. Their show had a bit more of a premise that was very much like Saved by the Bell. It was a handful of kids that all kind of, you know, went to school together or worked at some place, or they worked at a club, and they were the entertainers, because they were the band that played, and they came out and sang every episode and had all this, like, situation comedy stuff backstage. Our show was just, you know, completely and entirely a variety show.
Right.
You know, where we would do sketch comedy, we'd do the music numbers, and we had special guests. It was just, you know, very diverse from episode to episode. As well, you know, we were kind of the only children television show where we played ourselves, you know, and that's really, I think, in looking back on what made that show so unique and special and why the fans have held on for so long, is because we would open each show with a few of us, you know, addressing the camera, right to the camera, and be like, hey, I'm Tony, welcome to the Mickey Mouse Club, and look right down the barrel of the camera, and now I'm in the living room. Now I'm in,
exactly,
I'm sitting here
with
Justin
now.
And Christina, and we're like, hey, so I'm Tony, and this is Justin, welcome to Monday Music Day, or Thursday Hall of Fame Day, or anything can happen day, or whatever the hell the day was, and that's how we endeared ourselves, So intrinsically with our bands, was just because that was a unique thing about the show.
Man, you were on there with some big people. You, Britney Spears, Justin Timberlake, JC, how do you say?
JC Chazé.
I actually watched, Tony, a YouTube video of you playing guitar and JC, I guess you were both singing and JC was singing as well, just like this duet that you guys did on one of your performances with Mickey Mouse Club, and it was great, man. You looked a lot different years and years ago, man.
When did your beard come in?
When did the beard come in? You know, the beard has really just been the last handful of years that I've kind of committed to it and owned it, and I had the beard going before the voice. And I was, you know, out on tour with a friend of mine, Jay Nash, who is another third of the side project that we have called TFDI.
Yeah.
It's me, Jay Nash, and Matt Duke. And we were out on tour together when I was heading into the audition process and dealing with the paperwork and all that stuff for the show. And I was debating whether or not to do it, and Jay was like, no, you should do it, and you should just win the damn thing. And he was like, I also think that you should shave. And, you know, I think you should just give people the face. show them what's up, and I was like, I don't know, man. I was like, no, probably not a bad idea. But when I initially auditioned for The Voice, I had the beard. I was in Chicago, and I had a full beard, and that's how I got the show. But then when I went out to L.A. for the final callback, I had shaved clean, and I came in the door, and they were like, who are you? And I'm like, tell me, Lucas. They're like, why did you shave your beard? I'm like, I don't know, man. I figured I wouldn't look like a slob. So I, when I look back at those images, you know, those performances, the first couple performances before I started growing the beard back, I was like, man, why in the hell did I shave my beard? So since The Voice, I pretty much had a beard full time, unless it's Halloween, and in which case I'm happy to complete it. Last November, I shaved it off from November and went mustache only, which is cool.
Oh man, it takes some guts to just rock a mustache.
Rock the stash.
Now, Tony, real quick, we're gonna play a game with you in a moment, but I wanted to make sure that we got all the plugs out of the way. I know that kind of everything's on hold right now, but you are currently doing 2020 by request retrospective tour. Explain that real quick.
Yeah, you know, I decided, like, this year to kind of take the pressure off of going into the studio to make another album right away and go out and promote that one album and go, you know, kind of dial in a 6 to 8 week kind of tour and go out and be gone for a few months. And I just was like, you know what? I got a whole year to toy with this whole 2020 thing, you know, and like the whole 2020 hindsight thing, and I'm like, right. What if we just like explore that and treat it like, let's just give the fans what they want, you know, and do a 2020 by request like retrospective. And what I did was I created a separate Facebook page for this, where all the shows are posted, and fans go to the page. They find the show that they plan on coming to. They take a screenshot of their ticket purchase so that I know they're coming. and then they throw in their request on the page. So I go ahead and I just troll through the comments of that page and that show. And that's how I put my set list together each night.
That's a great way of doing it, man.
It's been really cool. It's been really amazing because, you know, I'll go out in a given tour and play the songs I think people want to hear, and like my new stuff that people, they say they want to hear, but like, really, if you don't play their favorite song, they're kind of bummed, and so like, screw all that. Let's just give them what they want.
Absolutely.
And play exactly what they want, what they requested. And it's been really, really, it was up until, you know, lockdown. It was really awesome. It was off to a great start. With, you know, it was just kind of across the board winning sort of thing, you know, where like, you know, just by doing the web page, the Facebook page, it was generating engagement, which is what Facebook loves. And it was, you know, by setting the standard that like, look, man, you got to tell me you're coming, because people will request songs all day long and then just not show up for the show. So I said, you know, let me know you're coming. Show me a screenshot of your thing. I'm not trying to be a jerk and shake you down, but like, let's get this right. So people know, I know they're coming, and they put the request in. I put on my set list, and they're coming out, man. People were coming out. I was selling out shows and playing, like, a lot of city winery venues. Like, there's, you know, smaller rooms, but still keeping it just me and the guitar and the piano and having a blast, going through the old catalog, blowing the dust off of songs I haven't played in some cases in over 20 years.
Yeah, hey, that's awesome.
And it was just really rewarding and felt cool and seemed like a cool idea. And again, you know, I've called it 2020, I've got the whole year to do it. So I'm really just going out like 3 to 4 weekends a month. And then I'm home here in Nashville writing songs and, you know, making breakfast with my kids. You know, like it's been like really easy peasy, and I've really been enjoying it. And so now I'm trying to maintain that now with the online streaming thing. So far, so good. You know, I've been doing my shows all by request, which, unfortunately, because I can't filter folks out to show me you're buying a ticket because it's online and it's free, and hey, just come hang out and connect with your fellow music lovers and let me play some songs to lighten the load of what the hell it is we're going through. I've been getting a lot of requests that hard to kind of get through all of them.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But I've been trying to find ways of doing that. And so my Sunday night shows are all by request. And my Wednesday night shows, I'm just going through the catalog, one album at a time, top to bottom. Last night I played Canyon Songs, which is a fan favorite. Played that one top to bottom, and then a few extra requests at the end of the show. And it's been really cool, man. I'm at a point in my career, I've made enough records, and I'm just so honored to have the connection with my fans that I have, and blessed by their generosity time and time again. You know, whether it's live and in person, whether they're paying for the babysitter, they're paying for parking, they're paying buy a ticket, they're paying two drink minimum, whatever the hell, and then they're buying records at the end of the night. Like, I realize that it's not everyone's thing to support live music the way my fans do. So I try to cherish that connection and make it as equitable as possible and show up 100% every chance I get.
Well, Tony, before we go, Lauren has devised a game for you. Yes. She has devised a game.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. This is going to tap into your affiliation with Disney and also being a dad. I'm sure that you are very well-versed in the catalog of Disney. So the name of the game is Disneither Or. So I'm going to ask you, which of these two are your favorite Disney characters? Are you ready?
Sure.
All right. Elsa or Anna?
Anna was the younger one, right? Elsa was the queen.
Yeah, Elsa had the power.
Right.
Anna had the issues.
Anna had the... Yeah, I'm Team Anna.
Team Anna. All right. How about Minnie Mouse or Daisy Duck?
Daisy.
Why Daisy?
That's a good question. I don't know, but my gut, my knee jerk was like, no, Daisy. I think you know why, because I don't know, like, Donald was such a putz, and just such a, like, curmudgeon guy, but Daisy was just a Daisy. She was just like a sweetheart, and, you know, like, there was an underdog element to Donald Duck, and the fact that he still got a girl... You know, like, good for him, and kudos to her for putting up with his ass. I don't know. Minnie just seemed like, of course there's a Minnie Mouse, there's Mickey and a Minnie, and whatever. Daisy just seemed like, I think Donald got a little luckier than Mickey.
All right, next question, question.
How about Hannah Montana or Lizzie McGuire?
Wait a minute, Hannah Montana... Lizzie McGuire. Was Lizzie McGuire an alias for...
She was Hilary Duff's character.
That's right. Hilary Duff was... Okay, yeah. Hannah Montana. Golly, you know, that was where I was pushing Disney into the far...
the far ethers?
...of the delete column, and I just wasn't paying attention.
You can plead the fifth on that one. How about...
I'm gonna go Hannah, but I'm going to say... Did you say neither nor or either or?
It was Disneither Or.
So it is either or.
Either or.
Yeah, okay. Neither.
How about Han Solo or Luke Skywalker?
Han Solo.
All right. Ursula or Cruella de Vil?
Oh, God, that's good. Cruella was the iconic and eternal, but man, Ursula, shit, she haunted my dreams for a while. The whole idea you could, like, pull someone's voice out, man, I'm going to go Ursula.
Awesome. All right, and your final one. This is a tough one. Are you ready?
Sure.
Lilo or Stitch?
I don't know. Which was the one with the funny ears?
I think that was Stitch. I don't know. It just popped in my head. I haven't actually seen it. So.
I'm gonna go Stitch.
Awesome.
Well, Tony, thank you very much for coming in and calling in with us. You're going to, as long as it still happens, you're going to be at Pat McGee's Down the Hatch Festival at Kill Devil Hills in North Carolina. Is that still happening, Tony?
Yeah, to my knowledge, it is. I think Pat is, man, Pat McGee, I keep going about him. He's a very creative, awesome, but also very wise and smart and plays it very safe. I think you're going to go a wait and see kind of pattern.
Right.
I know that he has tentative dates for a reschedule in the fall. It should look like we can't do it this spring. But the event is happening. The 2020 Down the Hatch is going to happen.
All right.
It's just a matter of when and what the appetite is going to be when it actually happens. And I don't know, but my thing is that CrossFit is my favorite festival of all the festivals I get to play, and Pat McGee blessed his act to put together a really great thing. So thanks for mentioning that.
No problem. And Tony, one last thing. What is your website for people to go find you right now, and what is your Instagram and Twitter?
Yeah, TonyLuca.com is the website. My Twitter and Insta is @LucaDoes. Don't ask. And then Facebook, of course, is Facebook.com/TonyLuca. And if folks are, like, really hungry for some stuff, they can get into Patreon, patreon.com/TonyLuca. And that's if you want to get, like, the real inside track of what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
Real intent.
Well,
but otherwise. Yeah.
Well, Tony, thank you again so much for letting us call you. It's, you know, we're all just kind of like trying to figure out this like internet show thing while we're waiting out the, you know, the coronavirus to go away around the world. So, you know, I really appreciate you being able to take you know, your 8 o'clock hour off on a Thursday night to be able to let us talk to you. And I hope when we get off the phone, you might be able to share this, our little live show right now with your fans so that they can go back and listen to your interview with us.
Heck yeah, man, you guys, and kudos to you for rising to the occasion to, you know, bring some levity and to just, you know, give folks a place to put the time and attention besides, like, the headlines, which are getting a little more grim by the day. But thank you guys for including me in the good time, and I really appreciate it. A lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Thanks,
we'll talk
Tony.
Soon. Thank you very much, Tony.
Have a good night.
You got it, guys.
All right,
see ya.
All right, you guys ready to get back to the music?
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, that was Tony Luca. Tony Luca, he's an awesome guy. I have he was on the Circus Life podcast, and we've kept in touch, and we were able to have him on this time. It was really, really great. And don't forget to make sure to be sharing. Make sure to be sharing.
Share
our show so we can get a good amount of viewers and listeners, and people can follow us and go to our YouTube page, and people can contribute on the paypal.me/JustinTrawick or Venmo @JustinTrawick. Hey! Stand up, it's time to go. You had your chance, the answer's no. You tried and tried, and then you tried again. You've got your evidence, your prints and all breastplates, but you failed to prove you're guilty, my good friend. Yes, indeed, we all can see her ruffled hair and rubber knees. But she's got honest eyes and rock harder tight alibis. There's no way that she's cheated once again. Come on, come on, yeah. Woo! Oh, I like your tambourine style.
Thanks.
It's like
a lap tambourine.
All right, it's a lap tambourine. Woo! Time is up. You searching now, she's had enough. She told you once, and she tell you once again. You are the man for her. There's no one else she would prefer. You are the man she'd be with till the end. Yes, indeed, we all can see those lipstick stains and ripped up sheets. But she's got honest eyes and rock hard, airtight alibis. There's no way that she's cheated once again. All right, come on, hey!
Hey, yo, shorty, won't you go get a bag of the leak?
Hey.
I'll be undressed in a bra. All I'll right. See you. Why you can't you do thinking I'm a cheat you? The only one thing I wanna do is freak you. Keep a stone set to cover all again. And I'll be doing things that you won't regret. A little Kim McLean bee, so you miss to heed. Shut up, Rosie.
Come on, come on,
yes,
yeah.
I'ma throw shade if I can't get paid. Will you up see a girl like an army grenade?
Yes, indeed, we all can see those lipstick stains and ripped up sheets. But she's got honest eyes and rock hard, airtight alibis. There's no way she's cheated once again.
that she's got honest eyes and rock hard airtight alibis. There's no way that she's cheated once again.
All right. That was a song called Honest Eyes. Now, we are going to do a request. We're going to do a request from a guy named Andrew. Andrew Stevens is a principal. He's a principal.
Principal. He is a pal.
Because he's your pal, right?
He's your pal.
He's a principal at Arcola Elementary School. I think it's Arcola. It's either Aldi. He lives in Aldi.
It's Arcola.
It's in Arcola Elementary School. And we're going to do Blowing in the Wind by Bob Dylan. Mm-hmm. I did attempt to learn this earlier. I also attempted to change it just slightly earlier because every song we do is we just change it a little bit. Now, how did you want to do this? Did you want, you know...
You do the first two, I'll do the last one.
Got it.
Okay.
How many roads must a man walk down before you can call him a man? Oh, and how many seas must the white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? And how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Nice job, Warren.
Thanks, Justin.
Warren, how many years can a mountain exist before it's washed to the sea? Warren, how many years must some people exist before they're allowed be free? Oh, and how many times can a man turn his head and pretend he just doesn't see
the answer?
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing.
Good job.
Thanks. That song has a whole different meaning now.
Is it?
Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah.
You know,
smidge.
I feel like between you and me, this is our fifth show.
Yeah.
And a lot of our shows have been like just silliness and and upbeatness, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like this show is a little bit more. I feel like we're a little bit more like live with Regis and Kelly, or
something like that.
A little bit. You know, like we're taking some calls. We're doing a little bit more introspective stuff. We're actually singing in harmony.
Did we last time?
Have we?
Well, I kind of fudged it a bit, but that's okay.
Now, has anyone said anything of note? Should we be
Andrew
going through?
Oh, Andrew liked it. He said, "Well done, Justin and Lauren." Kim said, "Great song. Can you speak French? Je m'appelle Laurent. Est-ce que je peux aller aux toilettes? Je voudrais une bière."
How many shares do we have? Can we tell?
Someone tell us how many shares do we have? The song we did before this was called Honest Eyes, and it is not a personal song.
It's not a personal song, but it's a song of ours. It's a song of mine, and Lauren always does her contribution. Once again, if you're just tuning in, if you're just watching us, I'm Justin Trevick. This is Lauren Lemonian. This is the Justin and Lauren Show. Earlier, I thought it was like a funny joke to be like, it's called Alive with Justin and Lauren.
I nixed that one, but apparently it didn't work because he still said it.
Still made it.
Great, thanks.
And because of the coronavirus, all of my shows have been canceled, and this is like what we're doing now. So, you know, we're just doing this for free, but if you feel like tipping, it's right here, paypal.me/JustinTrevick or Venmo at Justin Trevick. And it's also pinned to this. And I don't know how many shares have we had, Lauren?
I don't know. Can someone let us know how many shares? Because I don't want to refresh the screen.
Please make sure to share. We're trying to get it to as many people as possible. And
35.
Ooh, 35.
Thank you.
Let's get it to 40.
Yeah.
Let's get it to 40. Bring your friends.
We did have a request for Brightside, too. Ooh. So if you have more requests.
Except for Ken.
Ken did. So if you have requests, put them in there.
This song's called The Bright Side. Let's try to get
Let's get it up.
Right now we're at 46. Let's try to get to 50 and 60 and 70, maybe 100. Oh, come on. We got to get the silly part again. We got to get the moving. Look at that dress. That dress means movement.
Hey.
It means movement. It means move. Woo! Tell me your name, talk to me slow. I got all the time in the world. Where have you been? Where did you go? No, I don't think I've seen that girl. You're running away, you're leaving this town. Could I give you a drink or two? What did you say? What did you do? Did he really want to marry you? Just look on the bright side. Just look on the bright side. Yeah, come on. Just look on the bright side. What side? Not the right side, not the wrong side. Just the bright side.
Woo!
Hey! Do that melody again. Come on. Ba-da-da-ba-ba, 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 ba-da-da. Woo! Ba-da-da-ba-ba, ba-da-da-ba-ba, ba-da-da-ba-ba-ba. I heard you were broke, so come and sit down. We could all use a friend or two. What did you say? How did it go? Why did it end so very soon? I ordered some food, so eat what you want. Tell me the things you meant to say. I like the first part, at least what you meant. I think I just worded differently. Just look on the bright side. Just look on the bright side. Yeah, it's a good side. Just look on the bright side. Not the right side, not the wrong side, just the bright side.
I feel like doing the Macarena right now.
Woo! How does it go? We all got something that we don't see coming. All been around them when we started out walking. We've all got time, but time's not standing still. The days seem long, do the days get shorter? The lights seem bright, do the lights get darker? You hold your head up high and say, well, just try harder. That's great. What do you do with the money you made? Invest in some stocks and learn a new trade. I play you in pool, but you buy the first game. You came out ahead, so we'll help out your friends. Money we lose, we're friends to the end. Tell me the time, I think that I'll go. It was nice to meet you all. Just look on the bright side. Just look on the bright side. Just look on the bright side. Not the right side, not the wrong side. Just the bright side. Just the bright side, yeah. Just the bright side. 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 Mm. That song was for Ken. Yeah. Ken, that was for that dude.
Bob Kane was singing too. Good thing no one could hear.
Wait, why couldn't anyone hear?
Because he's home alone, Justin. Oh. No one should be around.
Oh, I see. I thought he was saying he couldn't hear
us. No.
That makes more sense.
But you know what,
sense.
Justin? We are at a time in the show.
What
you
is
guys
the time?
Have made it past 9 o'clock, which means that you guys get a special gift.
Ooh.
You get
Ooh.
A special discount code for merch. There is now a discount code.
We have a discount code.
Yes. If you put in Justin and Lauren, one word.
So that's me and you.
That's me, you and me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. If you put it at JustinTrawick.com, anything you buy is 20% off.
Oh, JustinTrawick.com, is that what you said?
JustinTrawick.com, yeah.
T-R-A-W.
W-I-C-K, no yeah, Y. Yeah.
Justin and Lauren is the discount code, apparently.
Yes.
And you can just 20% off whatever.
That's
and,
it.
And we'll even send you this dress. It's for sale for $1,000.
No, it's not, Justin. But if you want to know where it's from, I'll tell you.
Where is it from? Just tell
me. It's
them.
The same place I got my jumpsuit from.
Oh, yeah.
But apparently a lot of people were concerned about something falling out. Nothing fell out. I was wearing shorts, but thank you for your concern about my exposure on camera.
We've been on the show for about an hour.
Yes.
We're going to play a handful more songs, especially because we had a nice, good, long interview with Tony Lucas. We'll do a few more extra songs because of that.
Yeah, we need more songs. Let's do the songs.
I'm going to do a song called The End. You going to do that with me, Lauren?
Yeah.
By the way, we've done an excellent job, I feel. If we're going to congratulate ourselves...
Way to go, Justin.
I feel like we've done an excellent job of, in 5 shows, not repeating too many of the same songs. So just know that if you're listening and you're like, man, this is really good, these guys are geniuses.
Let's not push it.
Then you can actually just go and look through all the old shows on my Facebook page. Facebook.com/JustinTrawickMusic. But if you're watching, you're already there.
Yeah.
I wanna live in the hearts of men. I wanna die and be remembered when I did those things that would change the world. I said those things to impress a girl. I knew everything that I would ever need to know until I found out I knew nothing. Then I had to start all over. I mess up a lot. I mess up a lot because there's so much happening.
Is that
there's so
happening?
Much happening in here. We got the lights, and we got the camera, and we
focus.
Got everyone writing
I want
to
you
us.
To focus
oh my,
right
there's
there.
So much for me.
Focus there.
I close my eyes to remember how I used to feel when I lived down south. The world was slow, and you knew your way, and everybody seemed to know my name. Every now and then the sun will rise and shine on me, and the clouds will part, and I will know this was somehow meant to be. Time will only tell you what you really need. And this too shall pass, you're home at last, basking in the afterglow. Take my breath away. Show me everything. Tear my world in two. The end is coming soon. All right. 1, 2, 3. Come on. Come on, Lauren. Woo! Yeah, right. Shake weight it up. Come on. Come on, you got it. I want to feel it, Lauren. I want to feel it. It's got to be emotional. Oh, yeah. I like. Man, this sounds good. It's Thursday night. We're rocking out in our little apartment. Come on. Tell me, how am I to know exactly how you're supposed to feel when everything I soon say fades into the atmosphere? Please call my name so I will know I am really here right now. My heart is stone, but I feel like it's gotta soften up somehow.
take my breath away. Show me everything. Tear my world in two. All the end is coming soon.
Come on, yeah, come on.
Take my breath away. Show me everything. Tear my world in two. All the end is coming soon. All the end is coming soon.
The song is called "The End." It's not recorded. It's not recorded anywhere. I'm almost positive you can't even find it on like thecircuslife.com or anything like that, which is my you know what? It is on YouTube. If you want to look it up on YouTube,
the tube of you. I'll put the link in.
Just look up "The End," Justin Trawick. I think it's on the Circus Life's Facebook YouTube page, and we're gonna play maybe I don't know. What time is it?
But we promised the people more music.
Are people still enjoying it?
Are you guys? Can we get some hearts?
Give us some hearts. Give us some comments if they're still enjoying it. Has anyone said anything, Lauren?
We had a long distance request.
A long distance request.
Can you play on Sunday "If I Had a Boat" or "Nobody Knows Me" both by Lyle Lovett? Long distance dedication to my husband. Oh my God, I feel like Delilah right now. That's from Shannon Vare Christine.
Where are they?
Where's your husband?
Yeah.
We're going to find out. We have a little delay.
We're going to do "If I Had a Boat" right now.
We're going to do it right now. What's your husband's name, Shannon?
All right.
You keep playing and I'll let you know.
This is a song by Lyle Lovett. Have we done this song already?
We have. Because remember I was rocking in the rocking chair? Like I was riding the horse? Yeah.
Lyle Lovett wrote this song for his kids. It's kind of a ridiculous song and it's one of my favorites.
If I had a boat, oh, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, oh, I'd ride him on my boat. Oh, and we'd go out together, we'd go out on the ocean. Me up on my pony, on my boat.
So her husband is there, they're social distancing, and his name is Tucker. So Tucker, this is for you.
If I were Roy Rogers, I'd sure enough be single, 'cause I couldn't bring myself to marry old Dale. And it'd just be me and Trigger riding through the movies. And then we'd go and buy a boat, and on the sea we'd sail. Oh, and if I had a boat, oh, I'd go out on the ocean.
Keep it together.
And if I had a pony, oh, I'd ride him on my boat.
I'm a cowboy.
When we go out together, oh, we go out on the ocean. Me up on my pony, on my boat.
All right, if you have kids, you think people are watching with kids?
They might be asleep already.
I'd like to be able to say this. So if you have kids, earmuffs. And the mystery man was smart. And he got himself a Tonto. Because Tonto did his dirty work for free. Ooh, but Tonto, he was smarter. One day, he said to Kimo Sabi, "They kiss my ass, I bought a boat, and I'm going out to sea." Oh, and if I had a boat, oh, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony,
And we go out together. We go out on the ocean. Me up on my pony on my boat.
What kind of boat would you have if you had a boat? Speedboat? A dinghy?
Yeah,
a yacht?
Yeah, I'd have a dinghy. what boat?
A kayak?
What boat did Tommy Boy have?
He had like a rowboat.
It was like a rowboat,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. It's timeless.
Timeless.
Would you want to be in a rowboat with me?
Not really.
Oh, man. If I were like lightning, I wouldn't need no sneakers. Because I'd come and go whenever I would please. Mm-hmm. I'd scare him by the shade tree. I'd scare him by the light pole. But I would not scare my pony on the boat out on the sea. Only if I had a boat, oh, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, oh, I'd ride him on my boat. Oh, and we go out together, we go out on the ocean. Me up on my pony on my boat. Oh, and if I had a boat, oh, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, oh, I'd ride him on my boat. We go out together, we go out on the ocean. Me up on my pony on my boat.
Nice.
Once again, if you're just coming in, I'm Justin Traylor. This is Lauren Lemunyan. Welcome to our living room. At some point, we're going to do a show, maybe where we actually give you a little bit of a tour of our apartment.
No,
it's small.
No, because I don't want to have to clean.
Oh, I
like keeping this.
I thought it'd be like fun to do it like MTV Cribs.
Justin,
you know, like,
we literally have
this
the
is
size
our couch.
Of a crib. No.
And like just over here is where we cook. And just over here, there was a famous one where like he still lived with his parents,
yeah.
And he just kind of showed them around like the garage that he lived in.
Yeah, but I don't,
Let's
work on that before we announce.
Oh,
that.
I shouldn't say those things out loud.
No, because I'm going to have to clean and organize this thing.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Yeah,
I get it. I see.
Okay.
I hear you. Once again, sometime, either on Sunday or the following Thursday, because we do these shows every whim.
Sunday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern.
That's right. Eastern EDT.
EDT, daylight time.
Yeah. And where can they listen?
You can listen.
Or watch.
You can watch this on Facebook. And I'm loading them up on my YouTube right now.
Mm.
So if you go to Lauren Lemunyan on YouTube, after you go to Justin Traywick, YouTube.com/Justin Traywick and subscribe, you can subscribe on my page and then you can see all of these recorded.
Tanya from the Loudoun Literacy Council is sending us a book as part of their Read Across Loudoun initiative. They're going to be sending us what?
A book called Pete the Cat. I love my red shoes. But we've already given these announcements, Justin.
We
I
have.
Feel like we need more music.
And we're also going to be cooking. Next episode, we're going to be cooking. So, Lauren, what do you think?
We have these
songs. I don't know if anybody's requested anything. You know, I say one or two more songs. What
do
you
think?
Do you think
one or two more songs? I feel like you've got a lot of, like, breakup songs here. Like,
give me something else. What do you want to do?
Yeah.
Want to do Five and Dime? No. You want to do,
actually, first person to write something in.
First person to write
something. Wait, someone said how to build a life with a lemonade stand. We did that.
Who said that?
Peyton Loftus. After this is over, go back to the beginning, and it's like the first song.
Peyton,
where were you?
Where were you, man? It was the first song.
I know where he was. He was watching someone with the initials
Peyton.
DMB.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's it.
Cool
Kids.
We'll do Cool
Kids. Shea Moran wins.
We're going to do Cool Kids. And
but she didn't spell it right. It's with a K. Cool Kids. With a capital K.
Cool. She spelled with a C?
With a C.
Oh, Shannon. It's with a K.
We'll forgive you.
Get
this
it right.
You
Get
know
it
what?
Right.
It was the autocorrect. Shannon. It was autocorrect.
Oh, this is... Shannon and I know each other from a long, long time ago. And there's... On the original recording, there's this like little lick. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
How the song started.
Oh.
I just got lazy and forgot. I really like it. Wasn't it good? No, hold on.
I'm kind of glad you dropped it.
Oh, I like it. I like
it.
Feels,
the lick. It feels a little heavy.
Shannon, thank you very much for requesting this. Cool kids standing in the corner smoking. Token on green that the girlfriends got for free. From an all-time hippie. My rents are from the 60s, but they never got down. That thinking is ho. Homie, don't play that course. We don't say that anymore unless you got a tape deck. Yeah. Because now we got CDs and itty bitty TVs on our cell phones so we can watch MTV. So we can watch MTV.
Does anybody watch MTV anymore?
I don't know. I'm MTV Cribs. Cause now we're really cooking. Yo, I'm smelling something burning. That THC level is making the learning process a little slow. Just a little skewed, just a little over. Turn the clock back, Jack. It's time to start over. Cause a time machine exists inside of my head. When I go to sleep at night and dreaming in my bed about saving pretty women from a burning building. The what rhymes with building? And I never considered myself, whoa, an expert in life. And I never considered myself a man with answers for everything. I never considered myself the keeper of what's wrong and what's right. And all that I know is that I know that I don't know anything.
It's a great acknowledgement.
All that I know is that I know that I don't know anything, Lauren.
True, true story.
It's, there's a lot of no's. All that I know is that I don't.
Oh my god.
No, okay. I already got confused.
Okay.
Jobs come and go. Like food in my body. Well, I'll eat when I'm pained and I'll sleep when I'm tired. And an ounce of alcohol won't hurt me in the morning. Well, I'm gonna pick me up, yeah, something to get me going. And I pride myself in the fact that I am never on time. Cause I got an excuse and it always reminds me that I'm young. Able-bodied and a little bit stupid. Now what rhymes with stupid? I never considered myself an expert in life. And I never considered myself a man with answers for everything. I never considered myself the keeper of what's wrong and what's right. And all that I know is that I know, but I don't know anything. I let go. And I'm not waiting around here anymore. So tell me what might there be in store for me. And I want one, I want one. One of those little frozen drinks with pink umbrellas and little olives on those little plastic swords. So life's like chocolate, oh, it's sweet, then it's gone. No need to start crying, you're just wasting time. Cause time's a ticking, talking, so you better get a knocking with your hands out your pockets. Go on and raise a ruckus, cause we're cool kids standing in the corner smoking, talking on life, and we'll never get it right, and we'll always die trying. What's the point in living if there's nothing that you're giving? Now here's the deal.
What?
Do you want me to do it like this, or do you want me to change it up for you?
Let's change it up.
You want to change it up for you? So ladies and gentlemen, this is the opportunity for me to go from a slow song to a fast song within the same song. It's going to be within the same song. And Lauren LaMagna, this is Lauren LaMagna, it's going to transform. She's going to transform like a mutant from the X-Men. Going from Lauren LaMagna to Jersey Fresh, to Jersey Fresh. She's going to rap for you. She's going to rap for you right now. What are you going to rap?
I don't even know.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to go my default shoe.
All right. Here we go.
Here I go. Hey. Other girls want snowy commitment. Okay, me. Then chilling. I'm out of my business. I don't know how you think that they did. want to have some fun. Come and give me some of that yum chocolate chip. Honey dip. Can I get a scoop? Baby, take a ride in my coupe. You make me want to shoot.
I never considered myself an expert in life. I never considered myself a man with answers for everything, and I never considered myself the keeper of what's wrong, and what's right. All that I know is that I know that I don't know anything. Well, that was for Shannon.
Yeah. Awesome. We did have a request for 10 long years, and Kim Kiefer Smith said, this is the song that got me hooked to you guys back in March 2018 at St. Patrick's Day party at Blackfin in Ashburn.
I remember that.
It was snowing that day.
It was snowing.
It was so cold that day.
I think we only played like 6 or 7 songs.
I think so.
Kim, do you remember that? Like, do you remember it was cold? And
we
actually, our fingers, when you're musicians and you're playing, you know, with your fingers, mandolin or upright bass or rapping, things stop working, you know, at certain degrees. I actually think anything below 50 degrees is tough. It's tough.
It's so tough.
I mean, I know I might be labeled by in some circles as a pansy, but it's tough.
Okay. I'm glad you swallowed and spit that out.
But we are going to do 10 long years for Kim, right?
That was actually for Amy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wait, what did Kim want?
Kim just said that's the song that we did, Shoot.
Oh!
With
Cool Kids. I'm so confused. All right, we're doing it for Amy. Amy who?
Amy Gray Hughes.
I know Amy. We've been talking a lot. Amy, we're going to do another in the year 2020, but we're not going to do it today. We got to change up our segments. We had an interview today. We're going to switch up.
If you guys have suggestions of crazy things you have seen in the year 2020, send them over to us, and we will translate them into our comedic genius.
That's right. We will do just that. How many shares do we have, Lauren?
I don't know. Someone tell me how many shares we have.
Someone tell us how many shares. You might have to refresh it. You might have to jump out and jump back in. This song is called 10 Long Years.
Yeah.
Here we go. Party in the back street, bouncing to the back beat. The whole neighborhood's moving like a track meet. Come on, baby, come on and I'm see the show. We got food from 30 different countries. We got booze from 20 different families. We got time. And it's all we need.
We're at 39 shares.
It's been 10 long years since we tried. It's been 10 long years, all right. You can tell yourself that you're someone else. We're gonna get down tonight, party on until the morning light. Dance off into the pale moonlight. I need that hand. We're gonna get down tonight. So everybody's gone on home. And you and I are left all alone. Don't look. We're gonna get down, 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 down tonight. Yeah. You wanted something. I wanted someone. We made a deal. It ended getting no one. You ran away, even though you never really left. Time moves slowly and even backwards. I did some things that I'd rather not remember. The darkest days that I'd ever really ever had. Still the world turns round and round. And the sky's not falling down. You can tell yourself that I'm someone else. We're gonna get down tonight and party on until the morning light. And dance off until the pale moonlight. We're gonna get down tonight till everybody's gone on home. We're gonna get down, 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 down tonight. Ready? got. There comes a time when you've got to move on to chapter. Just elbow you? Would you like move in? I'm like, I'm trying to be like expressive. I'm trying to like have an interactive experience with my fans, Lauren. Sometimes you guys all know me from prison. There comes a time when you gotta move on. The chapter's over and the train is since long gone. I wanna write a new story now. I think you want to. I think we need to. The pain's over and I think we really have to. Scream out loud. I just won't. Oh, shoot.
I won't be held down.
I won't be held down. So open up your eyes. Everything will be alright. We can be ourselves. Cause we got no one else. Ready?
Yeah.
Are you good?
Yeah.
You breathe.
Well, that's another story.
1, 2, 3. We're gonna get down tonight. Party on until the morning light. Dance off into the pale moonlight. We're gonna get down tonight. Till everybody's gone on home. And you and I are left all alone. We're gonna get down, 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 down tonight. I like your style, Lauren. Come on, do it again. We're gonna get down tonight, down tonight. Down, 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 down tonight. We're gonna get down tonight, down tonight. Down, 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 down tonight.
Awesome.
Well done.
This is officially our longest show.
How long is it?
We're in an hour and 31 minutes, and you guys are still hanging on with us.
I heard Lauren singing this song, I think, to yourself. I think you were singing this song to yourself a couple days ago. I don't remember where
we
were. And I was really kind of surprised, because I know that you don't know this song other than hearing it with our band. But I thought that we would close this concert out with... Miss Ohio from Jillian Welsh.
Uh-huh.
I heard you sing it. Am I right?
Yeah, but I don't know at all.
You don't. But you know, like, the chorus a little bit.
Yeah.
And so this is going to be our final song. This is a cover song. This is a Jillian Welsh song. Her and David Rawlings tour, and they're amazing. You should look them up. Once again, this is Lauren LeMunyon. Wherever you are, give Lauren LeMunyon a round of applause. Well done. Well done, Lauren. And I
give Justin Trawick a round of applause.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We are just doing every Thursday and every Sunday at 8 p.m. This Justin and Lauren or Lauren and Justin show. And tell your friends. Make sure to get people to share. Make sure to get people to go to JustinTrawick.com where for a discount code of...
Justin and Lauren.
You can get 20% off of any of your purchase.
All merchandise.
Including her Jersey Fresh hat.
Jersey Fresh hats are now available.
Mm, and 20% off if you use the discount code...
Justin and Lauren.
Yeah. of course, Instagram and Twitter and all that stuff. But
yeah. Miss Ohio.
Jillian Welsh, Miss Ohio. I heard her do this song at Longwood University, probably in like 2002. Oh, me, oh, my, oh, did you look at Miss Ohio? She's a running around with a rag top down. I said I want to do right, but not right now. I'm going to drive to Atlanta. I'll live out this fantasy. Running around with a rag top down. I said I want to do right, but not right now. Come on, sing it. Here we go. Oh, me, oh, my, oh. Did you look at Miss Ohio?
She's a running around with her rag top down.
You're doing an excellent job.
I said I want to do right, but not right now. He's got his arm around her shoulder. A regimental soldier. Mama starts pushing that wedding gown. Said I want to do right, but not right now.
Sing it.
Oh, me oh my oh, did you look at Miss Ohio? She's running around with a rag top down, yeah. I said I want to do right, but not right now. I know all about it. You don't have to shout it. I'm gonna figure it out somehow. I said I wanna do right, but not right now.
Do that last part again.
Said I wanna do right, but not right now.
Feel quiet.
Said I wanna do right. Right now,
one more time.
Said I wanna do right, but not right now.
Oh, give me the full chorus, come on.
Oh, me oh my oh, did you look at Miss Ohio? She's a running around with a rag top down.
Woo!
Said I wanna do.
Said I again. Come on. Let me hear it. Give me attitude.
Say I wanna do right, but not right now.
Come on, like you're a rock and roll singer. Come on.
Say I wanna do right, but not right now.
Last time. Come on, last time.
Say I wanna do right, but not right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. I'm Justin Travick. This is Lauren Lemonion. Please feel free to tip us if you want to on PayPal and Venmo. And we will see you on Sunday. We do this every Thursday and every Sunday at 8 p.m. right here. Make sure to invite your friends.
And the Justin Show.
Absolutely. And Lauren's going to walk around. And yeah. She's gonna turn it off. And I'm going to receive my fifth grade musical monologue. Beep, beep. Honk, honk. I go to work, downtown, offices, shopping centers, and playgrounds. I'm public transportation. I'm clean, fuel efficient, and cheap. Does anybody want to ride?